أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك بك خير الخلق كلهم. أمن تذكر جيران بذي سلم، أمن تذكر جيران بذي سلم، مزجت دمعا جرى من مقلة بدمي، مزجت دمعا جرى من مقلة بدمي. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أم هبت الريح من تلقائك عظمة، أم هبت الريح من تلقائك عظمة، أو مضى البرق في الظلماء من إظمي، أو مضى البرق في الظلماء من إظمي. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فما لعينيك إن قلت اكف فاهمتا، فما لعينيك إن قلت اكف فاهمتا، وما لقلبك إن قلت استفق يهمي، وما لقلبك إن قلت استفق يهمي. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أيحسب الصب أن الحب منكتم، أيحسب الصب أن الحب منكتم، ما بين منسجم منه ومضطرم، ما بين منسجم منه ومضطرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك بك خير الخلق كلهم. لولا الهوى لم ترق دمعا على طللي، لولا الهوى لم ترق دمعا على طللي، ولا أرقت لذكر الباني والعلم ولا أرقت لذكر الباني والعلم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فكيف تنكر حبا بعدما شهدت فكيف تنكر حبا بعدما شهدت به عليك عدول الدمع والسقم به عليك عدول الدمع والسقم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
جزاكم الله شيخ يحيى، اللهم زد فزد. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, and all the people that are listening to this program through the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, with the fadl and grace of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, last week we commenced the summarized version of Qasida Burda. The first chapter of Qasida Burda is about true love, sincere love, honest love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an integral part in the life of a believer. In one hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. A person's iman is not perfect, it is not complete, until I am not more beloved to him than his father, his children, and all of mankind. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have mentioned, Salasun man kunna fihi wajada halawat al-iman. If a person has three qualities in him, he will perceive the halawat, the sweetness of iman in him. And from those three, ayyakun Allah wa rasuluhu ahabbu ilayh mimma siwahuma. Allah and the Rasul is more beloved to him than everything else besides Allah and the Rasul. One villager, he came up to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mata sa'a? When Qiyamah is going to come? So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Ma atata laha? You're asking about Qiyamah, but what did you prepare for it? So he said to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا أَعْتَتُ لَهَا كَثِيرَ صَوْمٍ وَلَا صَلَاتٍ وَلَا صَدَقَةٍ. I haven't prepared much. Not much salat, not much sadaqah, nothing much. But one thing I have in me, أُحِبُّ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ. I love Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَلْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبْ. A person is with that being that with whom he loves. The person that he loves. In the first chapter of Qasida Burda, there are 24 poems. Allama Busairi Rahmatullah Alayh has two role players in the first chapter of Qasida Burda. The first is an Aashiq-e Rasool. A person that is in intense love with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the other role player is an observer of this aashiq. So two role players. One is the aashiq-e rasool and the other is the observer of an aashiq-e rasool. In the first 14 poems, the observer observes the conduct, the emotion, and the love that he displays for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He observes that this lover of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's soaked in love. He's in deep love for someone. When you look at him, you observe him, it is as though every part of his body is in love with the person that he loves. The blood cells, the love is inside every vein of his body. His eye loves the eyes of the beloved. If he wants to see anyone, he only wants to see his beloved. His ears love the ears of the beloved. If he wants to hear anything, he wants to hear something from the beloved. His mouth is in love with the with the mouth of the beloved. If he wants to hear anybody talking, he wants to hear the beloved talking. His eye, hands and feet is also in love with the beloved. He wants to see the action, the hand and the feet of the beloved. Everything he wants to see of the beloved. And then a time comes in his life where he wants to travel to the land of the beloved. He wants to move around to a different area where he heard that the beloved has walked around, seen. So he just gets the feeling of the beloved person. And then a time comes in his life, we just can't contain that love in him. He's soaked in love. He cannot contain that love anymore. And now, he burst out in tears. And not normal tears, not just tears of water, tears of blood. His heart is bleeding with love. This is a different type of love. The observer, he watches this aashiq. This is an extraordinary love. Nobody loves a beloved to that extent. Who this person must be loving so much that he's displaying this kind of love? He wonders, he thinks, who the beloved could be of this person. And then we observe certain expressions of the lover that whenever they talk about Medina Sharif, this person, his eyes swell with tears. Whenever they talk about the neighborhood of Medina Sharif, this person is crying. When they talk about the lightning striking from Medina Sharif, this person now become emotional. And when there's a breeze, he attributes it to a breeze of Medina Munawwara. He may be somewhere in a distant part of the world, but he is attributing this breeze to a breeze of Medina Munawwara because a lover, he looks for any excuse to attach himself to the beloved. The link of a link is a link. He attaches himself to the beloved. And then he cries to such an extent that the observer observes that the lover's face is gone pale, is gone yellow. Not out of sickness, but out of love. And there's two lines, red lines on his cheeks, and that was the tears of blood that was flowing from his eyes. And then he looks at the hair of the person that he's gone grey. He says he's not gone grey because he's gone old. His hair is gone grey because out of that love he had for his beloved, and that is what has made him old or made his hair turn grey. Now when the lover, he observes this ashiq, and he had that idea that for who he's crying and who he has love for. And he thinks with the clues around the life of that person that he probably have his deep love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now the lover, the observer, he addresses the ashiq. And he tells to him, أَمِنْ تَذَكُّرِ جِيرَانٍ بِذِي سَلَمِي مَذَسْتَ دَمْعًا جَرَى مِنْ مُقْلَةٍ بِنَبِي أَمْ حَبَّتِ الرِّيحُ مِنْ تِلْقَاءِ كَاذِمَةٍ أَوْ أَوْمَذَ الْبَرْقُ فِي الظَّلَمَاءِ مِنْ أَبَمِي فَمَا لِعَيْنَيْكَ إِنْ قُلْتَ اكْفُفَا هَمَتَا وَمَا لِقَلْبِكَ إِنْ قُلْتَ اسْتَفِقْ يَهِمِي. The observer is telling to the Ashiqi Rasul, is it because of your thoughts of Medina Sharif and the people in the neighborhood of Medina Sharif that you are crying to this extent? Is it because the wind that is blowing from Medina Sharif that is making you emotional? The lightning that is striking, are you attributing this lightning to the lightning from the mountain of Ibam, which is around Medina Munawwara? Is all this that's making you emotional? And then he further tells him, فَمَا لِعَيْنَيْكَ. Look at your eyes. People don't cry like that. People are in pain, but your cry is different. إِنْ قُلْتَ أُكْفُفَا هَمَتَا. That your tears are coming down profusely, uncontrollably. When you're telling your eyes to stop crying, it's still crying. And look at your heart. You can just make out, observing your heart, that your heart is perturbed. We're telling you to come to its senses, it is still perturbed. Then the observer addresses this ashiq, and he tells to him, brother, oh lover, you concealing your love? أَيَحْسَبُ الصَّبُّ أَنَّ الْحُبَّ مُنْكَتِمُ مَا بَيْنَ مُنْسَجِبٍ مِّنْهُ وَمُسْتَرِمِ. You concealing your love from us? You can't conceal your love. Because we can just make out that you are in deep love for someone. We can see the tears flowing from your eyes, and we can see your heart is aching. فَكَيْفَ تُنْكِرُ حُبًّا بَعْدَ مَا شَهِدَتْ بِهِ عَلَيْكَ عُدُولُ الدَّمْعِ وَالسَّقَمِ. How can you deny that love? After we see true, sincere, honest tears flowing from your eyes, and we can see sickness. This is not just a medical sickness. This is a sickness of love. So how are you hiding the love from us? So the observer is prompting the ashik, asking him a question. Tell us, please, who are you in love with? It appears that you are in the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we need a confirmation from you. So, the ashiq now was left with no choice. And now he exposes his secret. For the first time he breaks his silence, and he now tells, Naam, sarataifu man ahwa faraqqani. وَالْحُبُّ يَعْتَرِذُ اللَّزَّاتِ بِالْأَلَمِ. Subhanallah. He says, yes, brother, that at night when a thought of my beloved, referring to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the thought of my beloved came into my mind, then it broke my sleep. I stayed awake whole night. And this staying awake was not out of pain, physical pain, it was out of pain of love. وَالْحُبُّ يَعْتَرِذُ اللَّزَّاتِ بِالْأَلَمِ. And love, it converts pleasure into pain. And this love of pain is a different type of pain. It is not a physical pain. And this is such a pain, it's a pain of love. And this is such a pain that you don't want to get rid of it, because the pleasure of a person lies in this pain. And he wants more pain to get more pleasure through this pain. It's a pain of love. And then he further addresses the observer and he tells to him, Ya la'imi fil uzri ma'ziratan. Lo ansafta lam talumi. He says, oh my critic, you criticizing me for that love? If you would be just enough, you'll never criticize me. And then he further tells to him, Mahastani an nusha, walakin lastu asma'uhu. I know you're giving me advice. You're telling me not to be soaked in love to that extent because it's affecting my health. Lakin lastu asma'uhu. I'm never going to listen to you. What do you understand what type of love this is? This is a different type of a love. It's a spiritual love. It's a love for none other than the Rasul of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then last he even tells that inni ittahamtu nasiha shaybi fi azali wa shaybu ab'adu fi nushin an ittuhami. See, my hair has gone grey. Even my grey hair is telling me not to fall in so much of love. Yet grey hair is very sincere in advises. With all that, I still continue the love, and this is the love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He explains, and he breaks his silence, and he explains with who he has love. From these we understand, from these poems we understand, what is ishq of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what is the true love and muhabbat for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a ashiq, when a person has ishq for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's prepared to give his life for his beloved. He's prepared to stay with his beloved at any cost. He's prepared to preserve the words of the beloved at any cost. And let me share with you a few examples of how the Sahaba had ishq, not just love, mad love, intense love, intoxicated love, soaked love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Bukhari Sharif, in the second volume, in the chapter of Maghazi, an incident is mentioned in the Battle of Rajib. 10 people from around Makkah, non-Muslims, they came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Madina Munawwara, and they told to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we intend accepting Islam. We heard about your religion. Would you send some people from your companions to teach us the religion of Islam? Nabiya Kareem sallam chose 10 people. But these disbelievers, they betrayed in the trust of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they killed all the Sahaba. With the exception of two, Hadar Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hadar Zayd ibn Dathina radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Zayd ibn Dathina radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a Sahabi that took part in the Battle of Badr, and he killed one of the kuffar in the Battle of Badr. The family of the person that was killed bought Zayd ibn Dathina to avenge the blood of the family person. When the appointed time came to kill Zayd ibn Dathina, this was in Makkah Mukarramah, at that time before Makkah Mukarramah could be conquered, so they decided to kill Zayd ibn Dathina. They went out of Makkah Mukarramah, and just before they could kill him, the entire people from Makkah came to observe this, to witness this. Before killing him, one of the leaders of the Kuffar, and probably at that time it was Abu Sufyan, at that time was a non-Muslim, he happened to ask to Zayd ibn Dathina, see what is happening to you? You're about to die. Spears will be thrown on you and blood will be taken out from your body. Your wife will become a widow. You are a father, your children will become orphans. Don't you wish, instead of your life being taken away, the life of Muhammad being taken away? We speak about the Ashiqi Rasul. He's about, his life is about to go, but in the last moment of his life, he knows the blood is going to come out from him. He knows that his life is going to be taken out, but he says, forget Muhammad being in my place. I can't even bear that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his house, and a thorn will prick the Mubarak feet of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what we call an Ashiq Rasul. You're prepared to give your life, but nothing must happen to your beloved. In Bukhari Sharif, in Kitabul Maghazi, an incident is mentioned about Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was in the forefront in the Battle of Uhud. He was a good archer. And he was protecting Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever he would take out a spear from his quiver and he would throw it, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would want to lift up his head to see where the spear fell. Abu Talha is conscious. He knows he needs to aim at the enemy, but he's conscious about the protection and the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lift up his head to see where the spear fall. Abu Talha tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, oh my beloved the Rasul, nahri duna nahrik. If the enemy is going to see you popping up your head and they would aim at you, something will happen to you. Rather, I die, you should not die. A lover is prepared to give his life. A lover, he wants to stay in the company to a beloved. Even for a short while, he will never give preference to the company of anyone else over the company of his beloved. In Bukhari Sharif, an incident is mentioned in the Ghazwa Banul Mustaliq. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba went there. They conquered the place and they took away many prisoners from there. Booty too was taken, and among them our beloved mother Hazrat Juwayriya radiallahu ta'ala anha was taken as captive. Hazrat Juwayriya radiallahu ta'ala anha's father Haris ibn Zirad was the leader of the tribe. After a few days, he came to Madina Munawwara and he presented some rams, animal as ransom money to free his daughter Juwayriya radiallahu ta'ala anha. So he came and told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my daughter is taken as captive and I'm prepared to give the ransom, release her. Nabi Kareem called Juwayriya radiallahu ta'ala anha and told to her, there's your father, he came to take you away. Look at the answer of Juwayriya radiallahu ta'ala anha. She grew up in a royal family. She was a princess. Her father is the leader of the tribe. And your father came to release her. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is prepared to even release her. But she tells to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the presence of her father that after staying with you for a short while, I can't give preference to anyone else in my life. This is what we call ishq. A lover, when he gets in contact with anything of the beloved, he values it and he appreciates it. In Bukhari Sharif, in Kitabul Wakalat, in the chapter of representation, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah mentioned the famous incident of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were returning from a war. The camel of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala was going very slow. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bought that camel of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Jabir radiallahu ta'ala had to ride that camel to Madina Munawwara and deliver the camel to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he came to Madina Munawwara, he gave the camel to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to pay Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 4 dinars were given in exchange of the camel. But then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to a sahabi, zidhu, give him something extra. 1 daniq, which is 1/6 of a dirham. That was given to Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, extra from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Something extra, bonus, given to Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This came from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Bukhari Sharif, in Kitab al-Wakalat, the narration is that ma yufariquni ziyadatu rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This 1 danik, 1/6 of a dirham, came from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came from the beloved. So Jabir radiallahu would keep with him all the time. He would have a leather bag, and that 1 danik, that coin that came from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it would remain with him all the time. Sentimental value. It came from my beloved. I can't keep it away from me. Bukhari Sharif, there's another incident. One woman, she came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I weaved this cloth. It was a chadar, a piece of cloth. I weaved it for you. So take it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took it. And on another occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore it. It was the lower garment of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, oh Prophet of Allah, I like it. Give it to me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never used to refuse. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to the house. He changes. And that lower garment, he came and presented to the sahabi. So other sahaba condemned him and told to him, why did you ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never refuses anybody anything. Why did you ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And you know for the fact that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he needed this chadar. So he mentioned some thought-provoking statement. He told, ma sa'altuhu illa litakuna kafani yawma amut. I only ask this chadar from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that the day I die, this garment of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become my kafan. Look at that. This is what we call ishq, attaching yourself with everything of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The true love they have for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everybody, even inanimate objects, were in love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. in Bukhari Sharif, in the same chapter of building the mimbar of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the mimbar of Madina Munawwara that was presented by a woman. She had the mimbar of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam built and presented it to Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Prior to that, Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to hold a branch of a khajur tree on Jum'ah time. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to give the khutbah with that. When the mimbar was built, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ascended at the mimbar. In the Bukhari Sharif, the narration is that fasahat al-nakhla allati kanat takhtubu indaha. The tree, now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam moved away from the tree. He's sitting on a mimbar, and because he's separated from the tree, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and all the Sahaba heard the tree burst out crying. And wakadat antanshak, that tree almost burst asunder, nearly burst open, because one Imam Bukhari gives another reason, but many muhaddithin mention the reason for it is that this tree could not bear the separation from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what we call true love, ishq for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers, just one hadith, and I would conclude with that. Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Qurad radiallahu ta'ala who says, tawazza'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made wudu. Famasaha ashabu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wudu'ahu. The companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they started touching the wudu water of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Either the limb of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it could mean that, or either the remaining water of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the sake of barakah, they would rush for it and take it and drink it. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, ma yahmilukum ala hadha? What makes you people do this? Why are you all coming for my water? And not that Nabi sallallahu did not know, Nabi sallallahu wanted to teach them a lesson of love. So what is love? What is love all about? Nabi sallallahu knew that they're doing it out of love, but Nabi sallallahu wanted to teach them a lesson. Why are you doing this? So they gave the obvious answer, hubbullahi wa rasooli. We love Allah, we love the Rasul of Allah, that is why we're doing this. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, مَنْ سَرَّحُ أَنْ يُحِبَّ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ فَلْيَصْدُقْ حَدِيثَهُ وَلْيُؤَدِّ أَمَانَهُ وَلْيُحْسِنْ جَارَهُ أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi sallallahu taught us the rule of love. Love is not only an emotional expression and confining it to emotional expression. You need to convert that emotional expression into action. Somebody just says, somebody, no, I love you. Husband tells your wife that with every word of love in a dictionary, that I love you and I love you, I love you, but he brings nothing in the house. On occasion, they give her nothing. She will walk out of the marriage. You use this verbal expression, empty promises. So love is not only verbal proclamation of love. Convert that into action. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam thought that if anybody loves Allah and the Rasul, and in turn you want Allah and the Rasul to love him, then three things you must do. Just by way of example, when you speak the truth. On one side we claim we love Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but full of lies in our life. The second, somebody entrusted something by you, amanat, fulfill that amanat. We claim we are ashiq Rasul. And may Allah grant the true love and ishq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when somebody entrusts anything to you, it is part of our ishq for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We execute that amanat. And the third, that your neighbor. Be careful, be sensitive to your neighbor. On one side we claim we are ashiq Rasul, but the other side we violate the hukuk and the rights of the neighbor. And therefore, from this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that we're claiming you got love, then convert that verbal expression into action and fulfill the sunnah. Allah Ta'ala tells in the Quran Kareem, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. You claim you love Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, follow me and follow the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani rahmatullah alayhi, he says, when I used to studying tafsir, then I always used to have one doubt in my mind as a student of tafsir, that we look at the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala speaks more about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah speaks more about Ibrahim alayhi salam. He speaks about the other Anbiya. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beloved Rasul of Allah, yet Allah is talking about other prophets more than Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So always have this doubt in my mind, that if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is most beloved, why Allah is talking so little about Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and talk more about other Anbiya? There is doubt in my mind. I thought, I pondered, I reflected, until when I came to this verse, Allah put a thought in my mind. Where Allah says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ Allah, that if you love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. The thought came to my mind that the personality of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is so beloved to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when one act, one sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a means of person becoming beloved to Allah, can one imagine the other acts of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and what then could be the zaat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in relation to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Mufti Shafi Sahab, lastly, he says, once he went to Madina Munawwara by the Rose Aqdas. In those days, people were, they were able to go right by the green gates, and they were able to touch the gates. So he said, I stood far away from there, about three pillars away, and I thought to myself, that look at all these people, how much of love they got for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They going by the green jari, by that green gate, they're holding and attaching themselves. So much of love they got, and look at me, such a wretched person, I can't even go nearby. He envied those people. And then he says, Allah put in my mind, I heard a voice from the unseen, which said to me, that those people that are far away from me, far away from me, but they follow my sunnah, they are indeed close to me. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to inculcate, instill within ourselves true love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. السلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وانزل المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات والصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمد عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل وأصحاب سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له لك الملك ولك الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل وأصحاب سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الفقر وقنا عذاب الدين ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اجعلنا من الهادين اللهم اجعلنا من المهتدين اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل اسم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت ولا هما إلا فرجت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا جزى الله عنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله أو الله أو رحيم الله أو كريم الله O most beautiful Allah, O most tolerant Allah, O my Allah, forgive each and every guna and each and every sin of ours. O my Allah, we are immersed in sins, O my Allah. O Allah, we have committed sin with every part and every limb of our body. Allah, we have committed sin in our eyes. We have seen those things that we're not supposed to see. O Allah, we contaminated our iman with the wrong sides. O my Kareem Allah, with our ears we have heard those things that we're not supposed to hear. O Allah, we have damaged our iman. O my Kareem Allah, with our tongues we have spoken those things that we're not supposed to speak. Allah, make us ma'af for every guna and every sin of ours. The guna that we committed in the brightest of the day, the sin that we have committed in the darkness of the night. O my Allah, the sin that we have committed openly, Allah, and secretly, forgive each and every guna and each and every sin of ours. Allah, forgive the sins of our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters. O my Kareem Allah, forgive the sins of our awlad, forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, strengthen our iman in you. O Allah, keep us steadfast on iman till the last moment of our life. O my Kareem Allah, grant us iman in the state, grant us death in the state of iman. O Allah, grant us the tawfiq and hidayat to practice on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Put the true love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. Ya Allah, let the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come in our talk, in our walk, in every part of our life. O my Kareem Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, grant us tawfiq and hidayat, O Allah, to understand the personality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the history of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the qurbani and sacrifices of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the qurbani and the sacrifice of the sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, reward Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our behalf. Reward the sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our behalf. Oh my Kareem Allah, those of us that are ill and sick, grant them complete and mukammal shifa. Oh Allah, those people are having health related problems, grant them shifa. Those people are having, ya Allah, income related problems, grant them halal tayyib rizq. Those people are having marriage related problems, oh Allah, grant them sukoon, peace, afiyat, khair, barakah in their homes, oh my Kareem Allah. Those people are contending with disobedient children. Allah, make the children the coolness of the eyes. Ya Allah, make our children naik and pious, muttaqi, parizgar, O my Kareem Allah. O Allah, show that our children the doors of the masjid, O my Allah. Allah, keep our children away from pornography. Keep them away, O Allah, from the detrimental effect of social media. O Allah, keep our children away, O Allah, from every form of evil, from drugs and, O Allah, every type of evil. O Allah, safeguard them and protect them, O my Kareem Allah. O Allah, the ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever they are, look after them and protect them. Ya Allah, whoever engage in any khidmat of wa deen, ya Allah, in which ever wait, O Allah, in the form of the madaris, in the form of Darul Iftar, in the form of Dawat and Tabligh, O Allah, in whichever way, Ya Allah, people engage in the khidmat of deen, look after them and protect them, keep them away from zahiri and batini fitna, O my Kareem Allah. O Allah, keep us engaged in the khidmat of deen till the last moment of our life. O Allah, accept this majlis for your pleasure. You be happy with us, O my Kareem Allah. Grant us the love of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us ikhlas, sincerity and illahid, O my Kareem Allah. Grant every one of us husna khatima. Save us from the punishment of the qabr, O my Kareem Allah. On the day of Nabi Qiyamah, O Allah, grant us the water of the Hawd al-Kawthar from a beautiful Mubarak hand of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem Allah, Ya Allah, when we stand before you, you take asan hisab from us. Do not scrutinize us, O my Kareem Allah. Grant everyone of us entrance into Jannah to fill those, O my Kareem Allah. Forgive us for our weakness and shortcomings. Allah, do not look at our weaknesses. Well, look at how we are focused on expectation of your rahmat and your mercy. O my Kareem Allah, Ya Allah, change the compass of our life. Grant us, Ya Allah, ikhlas, sincerity. Grant us sincere tawbah. Grant us the realization of death. Grant us the realization of life after death. Grant us the realization of hisab and accountability in your court, O my Kareem Allah. And Ya Allah, straighten our lives and make islah for us, O my Kareem Allah. O Allah, accept our dua in the tufail of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazallahu anna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima wa ahlu. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali wa ashabi Sayyidina Muhammad wa بارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.